Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here, 560 WQAM.
I wonder if this song came out today, how many people would be offended?
That's a good point.
It's just like everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, just back then when that song came out, nobody made nothing of it. Oh, it's a fun song.
It's a bop.
It's a fun song.
Yeah. And if it came out now, you know somebody would be on TV.
So I've been saying it's a bop. It's hysterical.
It is, dude.
It is a bop.
And then who would have thought? Steven Tyler did kind of look like a grandma at some point.
Yeah. It looked like a lady.
Yeah.
Who would ever think that guy created a beautiful lady, a beautiful girl like that?
Especially in the rock. Because they wore makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely has the looks of her mother.
Let us get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins wrapped up day two of training camp today. We know yesterday, Liam Eikenberg, he's out for weeks. If Fatu Melifonwu, he's on the non-football injury list. They say it's not serious.
You know what they do? You want to tell you a trick?
Sure.
Okay. So everybody gets caught up on the PUP list or whatever. So if you can have 80 guys in your camp, you put five guys on the PUP, you can bring five more guys in. So now you have 85. So basically sometimes they put guys on the PUP, right, so they can get a look at some of these other guys. Then when they get to the, you know, okay, we figured it out, they'll cut the guys, and then these guys mysteriously come off the PUP. Simple as that. More access to more players.
Darren Waller's still on the PUP.
Yeah, he's just old.
He's coming back. Mike Daniels.
You like that?
What?
The Darren Waller deal?
Well, no. I mean, the fact that he's coming back and then they're putting him on the PUP list.
It doesn't make
sense. No, it's not. It's here. Being on the PUP list the first week of camp is no big deal. It's just you can bring another guy in camp, and that guy could just work out on the side. They do it to a lot of guys that, you know, if they want him to get in shape or –
But think that the new tight end, though, you would want him right away.
He hasn't played football in a year.
Don't you want him to get a little rapport with Tua?
You got plenty of time for that.
All right.
It's the first week. When's the first game of the season?
September 7th.
That's 6 weeks away. Relax. It's been the second day.
A week go by, no rapport. Aaron Brewer has not played the first 2 days of practice.
But why do you do that?
I just like to
you go out of your way. Like, is there like, do you have a little section in your brain that says "mess with Leroy" section?
Quite often. It's got its own department.
Right.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
You looked up on AI what they consider the storied NFL franchises.
Correct.
How many did they give you?
A lot.
10.
So we were right. I bet you we have the same teams. Wait. We had 11,
close.
Right?
Yeah.
What team do they throw out?
Yes.
Because we have to. They throw out the Dolphins.
Yeah.
But I would say you have the winningest coach in
Shula.
Yeah. That doesn't that kind of.
It just feels like their story's been stained.
Right. Okay. So we got all of them right.
Well, okay. I'm gonna.
Well,
go
let me. Yeah, I want to hear what you got. Let me see what you got.
We have the Green Bay Packers,
of course.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
New York Giants.
Okay. Yep.
Steelers.
Yep.
New England Patriots.
Yep.
Yeah. 49ers.
Yep. Yeah.
Cowboys.
Yep. Yeah.
Commanders.
Yeah.
Yep.
The LA Rams.
No.
No. Right, so who would we put in before we put in the Rams?
I'll put in the Fins before the Rams.
So they don't have the Chiefs?
It said they have played in multiple cities. The Rams have a long history in the NFL with a Super Bowl title and a reputation for exciting offenses.
So and they don't have Kansas City who
no.
have
Nick,
I'm telling you, if you go look at year by year the Kansas City Chiefs,
I have one more.
They got more 12 and 13 win seasons than any team I've ever like.
Give me the last team.
Colts.
Oh, they do put the Colts in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They do put the Colts in.
Okay. I mean, you have two of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game.
So no Dolphins.
So they go
no Dolphins,
Johnny Unitas and Manny.
No Dolphins, no Chiefs.
Oh, wow. I see the Colts. I'm trying to look for them, but.
There's another website that has honorable mentions.
Yeah.
The Giants, the Bears, and the Chiefs.
How can you.
Once again, not.
I don't think people realize how good the Chiefs have been over the years. They haven't won, but if you go look at the 90s.
It's market, bro. It's.
Okay.
It's about.
I got you.
It's about.
If you look at the Chiefs' records in the 90s. They always had 10-plus wins.
Guess what? What he talked about. That's what it is. To me,
they were that team. They were. You know who they were back then? Mm-hmm. They were the Ravens. You know the Ravens are going to qualify for the playoffs. You know they're going to have a good record. You know they might even win their division. But until they get over the hump with Lamar Jackson, everybody, do you really take them serious?
I would say, all right, so Patriots – 6 Super Bowls, Steelers 6 Super Bowls, 49ers 5, mm-hmm. Dallas 5, Green Bay 4, Giants 4, Kansas City 4. I think all of them are in the club.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you got the Raiders with 3.
The Raiders.
Yeah.
Dolphins have 2 or 3? 2?
2.
2.
2.
4 appearances.
Mm. Yeah. Luis Benito says, is there any way to punch AI in the face?
I mean, if you find out, let us know.
Yeah. Mike McDaniel.
Oh,
what?
Oh no! I'm just saying if he said something.
That's just a reflex.
Do we need to block off the rest of the segment?
I mean, we need some time to do what he's got to do. He talked about why practices are earlier, and this is what Mike McDaniel had to say on that.
There's a lot of reasons that are very specific to this particular team. And this particular training camp, you get used to a ramp up period in reps and stuff, and being able to do that, and really in the most vulnerable portion of camp, try to minimize some soft tissue a little bit, maybe avoid some, some days where you're having to stop practice in the middle of things and go from grass cleats onto turf, weather stuff. And then, we also have some challenging things that I'm factoring in moving forward in the, within the preseason where you have, we're going on the road and spending some time away and having some joint practices and, several competitive physical practices and games in a 10-day period. So we need all hands on deck. And then, by that point where we've gone on the road and we come back to Florida, we'll adjust the time, keep things fresh, and compete against the heat as we always do. So a lot of things at play. It was very, very thought out, and I'm excited for the lack of traffic. You're welcome.
So why he just say I'm doing earlier practice to avoid traffic? Why did I have to hear
because
what was the question again?
Exactly.
Why are they practicing earlier?
Talking about what does road trips have to do with practicing early? That makes absolutely no sense.
I would say the hardest part of camp is the first 3 days, right? Maybe it's a little different now because they don't do two-a-days.
Mm-hmm.
But that first two-a-day,
you were upset.
You're sore. You are really sore. I don't care how much you work out. And then you got to fight through it.
Just got a lot of words.
Levi, are you upset that they don't do two-a-days no more?
No, not at all.
Did you wish
I didn't do, when I got to Minnesota, we never did two-a-days.
Oh. Because you mentioned it a lot. Like, it says if, you know, Belichick.
I'm just like, Belichick was like, oh, my goodness.
Well, that's, yeah.
We had, when Belichick took over the first week,
mm-hmm.
we had like 6 guys retire. Now, they were all 35. We had the oldest. My rookie year, I know what getting old looks like, right? Because they went to 2 straight AFC championships before I got there. And the year I got there, we had a lot of 35 and 36-year-olds. And, well, they didn't.
Wow. Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami Dolphins are signing cornerback Cornell Armstrong to a 1-year deal.
Cornell, I got to tell you,
he's
black.
Why? Because of Nelly?
No, Cornell. I'm just saying, Cornell. That's, you know,
you're making Tobin uncomfortable.
I'm just saying, there's certain names.
Such a matter of fact,
there's certain names.
You don't know that there's no intangible Cornells.
No, they go to Cornell. They don't. They're not named Cornell.
Well, who was that guy named after?
Nelly.
Cornell University was named after Nelly?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the player, not the university.
Wait, no, go. Pull it up.
I'm looking.
What's his name? Cornell what?
The guy who's the player?
I played against a guy, Cornell Lake. Let's
see. Cornell University.
It wasn't named after a brother, clearly, but.
No, what?
But, yes, the player was
American
named after
philanthropist Ezra Cornell.
Last name.
He was
Ezra.
We already know. His first name is Ezra.
Ezra. Yeah, that's about as tangible as they get. Ezra?
Tribe. He's from the tribe.
Yeah. So, go.
Well, I don't have any intangible Cornells.
Let me see.
Google intangible
Cornells. No, I'm going to pull it up.
Google intangible Cornell.
29 years old. He was drafted by the Dolphins.
Okay.
But has been kind of bouncing around. Played for the Texans, the Falcons, Raiders. So, all right. Well, welcome to the Fins, dude. Obviously a replacement there for Artie Burns, I'd imagine.
So, Santi Samuel Jr., just nobody's going to give him a call?
I mean, maybe they have given him a call.
He's literally down the street.
I mean, his dad kind of his dad did call Chris Greer a jellyfish.
Well, I mean, you can't call him that, but jellyfish can hit you back and be like, hey, let bygones be bygones. Yeah,
they could. But
nope, it's all last names. Oh, Cornell West?
After Cornell West.
Yeah. Brother. American philosopher, political activist, and public intellectual known for his work, race, gender, and class. Cornell Campbell, Jamaican reggae, and ska singer.
Yeah, known. Cornell's a Yardie name.
Yeah.
That's a Yardie name.
Cornell Wilde, Hungarian-American actor and filmmaker. Okay, that's the first one.
Cornell's right there with O'Neill.
Vlad is like spitting it out like AI.
No, like Cornell, like, yeah, you... Like, I know Jamaicans, like their first name is O'Neill. Like, their last name is a first name. So, when you see Cornell, you kind of usually think of it as a last name, but some people use it as a first name.
Well, Cornell Armstrong is a sign of the Dolphins, so.
Okay.
More to the DB depth for this Dolphins team, special teams unit as well. By the way, speaking of intangibles, our sister station, Giz Country, bringing back Stars and Strings. It's got Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Topp, Hudson Westbrook. It's going to be at Hard Rock Live, the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on November 6th. You want to know something? That's the word, boots. Text boots.
Spell it.
But the name of that song is Austin.
Austin, yeah.
Not boots.
I think parenthetically, I think it's boots.
No, it's boots stop working or something like that.
No, I know what the song is, but I think the song is Austin, parenthetically, boots.
Because somebody else has a song named Boots, so you have to change it up.
Boots.
No, you can have the same name song.
Not really. They always change it up.
Many people have the same name song.
Text Boots to 20357. That's Boots to 20357. Tickets are on sale now. Starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Austin Jackson. You want to hear from him? Dolphins right tackle.
Did his boots stop working?
No, it did at one point last year because he got hurt. A lot of people coincide the Dolphins not being able to run the football with his injury. Because once he got hurt, no good at it anymore. And he actually said, the Dolphins stinking at running the football without me. That was kind of a compliment. So here's what Austin Jackson had to say about that.
It gave me a lot of confidence to hear, you know, people talk about me like that, you know, when I went down, coaches included. I take a lot of pride in the run game, so I think that feels good for me to see it pay off a little bit. Listen to everything my coach says in terms of how we're blocking the system, watch a lot of film to see how players play. So, yeah, I appreciate that a lot. It does give me confidence.
There you go. I mean, it's like, you know, listen, I'm sorry you guys sucked, but kind of lets me know that no good without me. I like that.
Yeah, all right.
Confidence. He's also excited to show what the Dolphins is. This will make you happy. He's excited to show what the Dolphins can do in their run blocking. Here's a little bit more of what Austin Jackson had to say about the Dolphins and their run game.
So blocking. I'm really excited for our run game this year, as well as our pass game, but more so our run game, just because that's kind of what we hang our hat on in this system. We're very proud of it. We're very proud of the techniques we use to block. And, yeah, we're looking forward for everybody, every concept we have.
What team he play with?
What do you mean, dude? He's just saying. Doesn't that make you happy? That's exactly what you wanted to hear.
No, that's what I want. Listen, that's what I want to
They're
say.
Hanging their hat.
Hold on. I want to be very clear with this. That's what I want to see. That's not what I want to hear.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
There's nothing to see right now. Because I told you that.
Everybody talk a good game, but the true test of whether you're committed to the run game is if you're in your first two plays, you have 1 yard and 2 yards, and then you start airing it out.
The only person truly hanging their hat on the Dolphins is Zach Sealer, because he walks in with the cowboy hat, and then he's hanging his hat in his locker.
Or Kelly, right? Clearly, he must have didn't have his hat on the other day when he got dumb trucked.
Who?
I think he was trying to build the kid's confidence.
Sure, sure.
I don't believe it.
I think he was practicing like he ain't got no new contract.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know about
that. He's like, oh, he got me. Zach, what's wrong with you? Oh, what's wrong with me? Nothing. Just, you know, being the 40th highest paid defensive tackle in the league. That's all. Nothing but nothing. But he's a man's man. He's not holding out.
Okay.
You could just see that. Man of principle, Zach Sealer.
You know what principle gets you? Nothing. Like, I used to believe in all that. Mm-hmm. I used to believe in a guy, but you know what the team looks at that as? Oh, well, we ain't got to worry about him. He going to show up because he's you know, that kind of guy. So they just ignore him. You know who gets the money?
The whiners?
Yes, the Karens. If you go about it and if you go about it like Karen, you get your contract. If you try to be a company guy and go at it like a professional, they'll ignore you. That is a fact. It's the league that did it to you. It's your team that did it to you. I don't blame you for it because this should have been done long before now. So, you get what you get.
Well, maybe his agent's trying to convince him, but he's like, I can't do it. Handshake.
No, you ain't going to do that. Look, because you know what the team will tell you.
Hmm?
They will tell you and lie right to your face and say, hey, listen, this is what we got going on. We're going to get to you. Just come in and play. Yeah. Ask his buddy Christian Wilkins. Like, you know he's talking to Christian Wilkins, and you know
well, Christian
he's
Wilkins,
exactly.
This was pointed out yesterday by Omar Kelly. Christian Wilkins did a move when his last year was he practiced for the first 3 weeks, and then he stopped practicing.
Of the season?
No, of camp.
Of camp. Okay, yeah.
And then, like,
because it wasn't going.
He waited till the season started.
Right. The problem was.
Maybe Christian
Wilkins. They told him, here's what they tell you. Let me tell you what the. You want me to tell you how this works? And you've heard it publicly at times, right? What do they say? We're not talking about contracts with somebody who's not here. So they get you to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a certain period of time, you realize they just wanted me here. They're not going to do anything.
Right.
Then you got to make another move.
Seems silly because, like, the agent's supposed to talk. It doesn't matter if he's there or not.
Dumb man. I'm telling you. You'd be amazed at some of the tricks that these teams do to not do nothing.
Crazy. Take a break. Play a little Goosies. No Goosies. That's next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's no gooses, but our big bird is still on break.
Oh, boy.
Hobnobbing.
Yep.
The hobbing.
What is she doing now?
I don't know.
Where does she keep going?
I don't know.
Wow.
Let's call her.
You think her phone's by her?
Phone's here.
Not sure.
Call J Fig.
She's probably, maybe she's got another granola issue.
Why are you calling me?
We got gooseys, no gooseys. Where are you?
I'm going. I was in the bathroom.
Again?
How many times you in the bathroom, yo?
What is going on with her?
What'd you eat?
Is she all right?
You right? Oh my god!
Wow!
Jeez!
They're covering the Hulk Hogan death on SportsCenter.
Yeah,
it's a big story, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel.
Who's that?
I mean, he's an absolute wrestling legend.
Peter Rosenberg. Is he crying?
He does look like he has had some watery eyes. Like he looks like he's been walking around his house with. I am a real
I think
American.
There was a point in time where Hulk Hogan might have been one of the most noticeable people.
Oh yeah, for
not
sure.
Most regardless famous people, of, for sure. Right. Right. And he kind of
I would say he's one of the most famous people. He's I mean
he is.
For his being
just his look and right.
He is the most famous wrestler of all time.
Yeah, no doubt.
You think so? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to dispute it.
The only people who are in the contest for him are The Rock and Stone Cold.
Like,
and
yeah, when you talk about, and I don't want to say it because I mean there's been a lot of great wrestlers, but if you sports figure wise, I would say he's the Babe Ruth because he was like the Babe Ruth of wrestling.
Yeah, and that's like for a guy who never was really into it. There's certain guys in wrestling that I know, right?
So,
greatest day. Was 1 July. You know what's weird? They're about to celebrate what are we in, 2025? So it might be 28 years ago. This week is when he turned black and white.
When he went to WCW?
When he went to NWO. But he was already in WCW, but.
That was Bash at the Beach?
Yeah, I believe it was like July 27th or something like that. But yeah, Bash at the Beach in 96.
Broke a lot of hearts.
What? I've never seen people throw any food, any object they were throwing into the ring, hitting poor Hulk and Mean Gene. But rest in peace, man.
Jennifer, what do we have for Goosey's? First, are you okay?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. You told us you were in the bathroom again. I just want to make sure you're doing okay.
I don't know. I think it's the antibiotic. It keeps making me go to the bathroom.
Yeah, sure. Blame it on the antibiotics.
Or it could be a birthday cake flavored granola bar.
Ew, birthday cake. Birthday
yeah,
cake.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. That was good.
That's not healthy.
I don't like that.
Like, there's nothing flavored birthday cake could say, that, oh, this is the pillar of health.
Cake should be cake.
Okay.
You know what? We should have our own show. Life by a couple of simpletons. Cake should be cake.
No, you are not simple, though. You have random food takes. No.
But listen, basically, I'm very simple. Yeah, I don't like birthday cake. So,
a Publix cake.
No, I don't like the icing. I don't like that buttercream icing.
And then you say you're a simpleton.
I don't like buttercream icing. I'm not the only one that doesn't like.
What about cream cheese?
No.
Red velvet?
But I like chocolate.
That's not true. I eat
red velvet, right?
Oh, red velvet's the best. Yeah.
But my favorite, and I don't even like coconuts. German chocolate.
Simpleton
has coconuts in it.
Jennifer, what do we have for Goosies No Goosies?
Well, we have Mike McDaniel saying, talk for the Dolphins is over.
Wow. Here was Mike McDaniel.
Really? Wait.
What?
Hold on. What? if this dude takes 5 minutes to explain talk is over, do you
over.
Understand the irony there? We're at Mike McDaniel saying talk is over?
Yeah, all right, makes no sense.
It better not take forever.
Over talking, because what is there to talk about? We have to do work, and it's about today. And what does that mean? It means today we give ourselves an opportunity to build upon the last time we practiced the whole off season, and maybe set ourselves up for the opportunity of something cool to improve upon the next day.
Are you kidding
but
me?
Beyond that,
it's still going.
Maturity.
Keep going.
Leaders are wise. And they're driven to do stuff today that everybody's very well versed in. No one's going to care about what we do today. And I think there's power.
Keep going,
understanding
free.
The realities of the world we live in. And
wait, we're talking about world peace?
I'm thankful that for guys like Bradley Chubb and Alec Ingold, that's why you're in it, because they're trying to affect change. And they're telling you, it's because they believe with their soul, and we got a lot of purposeful people. We'll see what happens.
Dude. Time for talking.
Dude. He's done. Dude. You can't start a conversation with talking is over,
and the
same conversation ends up talking about wives and family.
Yeah.
Which had nothing to do with. Do you?
What you're saying is you have the goose.
Am I alone with this?
So you don't have the goose.
No. Okay. Well, he just said Duncan is over. Boop. End of discussion.
No goosies.
I got the goosies.
Why?
He's trying.
Do you understand the irony of Mike McDaniel saying talking is over, and then carrying on for
He's
5 minutes?
He's trying his best.
Oh, boy.
He's trying his best. Jennifer, goosies?
Absolutely not. Oh,
no goosies.
Vlad?
Fam.
What?
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? No goosies whatsoever.
No goosies.
Dad.
You can't.
He's trying.
He started with talking as.
You can't even say that without a grin on your face.
I don't think he can help it.
Wait. He started the conversation with saying,
you know what?
Talking
I'm changing my mind.
Over.
I'm changing my mind. Oh, goosies.
No. Yeah.
I'm giving goosies. I'm going to tell you why.
Goosies.
He's back to being himself.
He is who he is.
No, but he's back to being himself. Remember early in the year?
He's like, cursing a lot.
Cursing, yeah, short answers. Boom. But once number 5 got traded, he's back to being. He's back to being.
I still want to know what
McNerd.
Happened between those two. Still want to know.
There was a lot of disrespect being shown.
What's number 2, Jennifer?
We have Norman Powell getting his number 24 with the Heat. Haywood Highsmith is switching to number 8.
I got the goosies. One.
Goosies.
I like Norman Powell getting his number 2. I think Haywood Highsmith with 8 kind of slaps. Looks good.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? You're right. 8 would. 8 would Highwood.
I like it.
There you go.
Oh, what? I like that.
Eightwood Highsmith.
There you go. I don't care what number they wear.
Yeah.
That's the only thing went.
Yeah, same. Then, yeah.
The only number.
So
that,
no goosies?
No goosies. No goosies for the number you put on.
No goosies.
Jennifer?
Because if he sucks, nobody will care what number he's wearing.
He might blame it on the not wearing his number.
Yeah. Well, that's what Tobin would do.
What? Hey, Eightwood Highsmith?
Tobin has built-in excuses.
I don't have built-in excuses.
No,
that's not
you would
true.
Say because he, like, if you switch numbers and then you struggled, you go, I changed numbers. Not a true loss.
I don't think I would do that.
Yeah, what?
I don't think I would do that.
That's exactly what you like would me. Do. Doesn't sound like you.
Yeah, I keep the Heat accountable.
Okay, Heat in five. They were 10 games under 500. You still go Heat in five.
Things just didn't break our way last year. I'm telling you.
No, the problem is they did break. Everything broke.
So, Jennifer, goosies? No goosies?
I don't care what number you wear, but, you know, I have goosies for the little play on words like
goosies.
Vlad was doing with his name.
All right. Vlad?
Yeah, I guess goosies. I came up with a nice nickname for him, so.
Yeah. All right.
Eightwood Highsmith.
It's all coming together.
He chose eight for the amount of open threes he misses per game.
Shooter last year. Point for Twitcher.
Not for nothing. But if I had to give a guess, who do you think said that?
Schmeithen. It's either going to be Schmeithen or Dates Out. You know. Those
if
two
it's
are,
mean, though.
But Dave
oh,
South.
If it's mean, it's Schmeithen.
Dave South is more creative with it.
Schmeithen is creative. They both are creative. But one is good angel. The other one is bad angel. That's it.
Heywood Highsmith has turned himself into a nice little shooter. 3-D.
All right.
38% last year, 39% the year before that. That's too shabby.
Yeah, he still might need some blue chew.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, we have Happy Gilmore coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Part two, by the way.
I got the Goosies. My son and I are very excited about this. I showed him Happy Gilmore 1.
Are we going to watch it? Are we going to be able to watch, or is there a
Netflix,
time?
Netflix.
No, I know.
I think Netflix.
It's just Netflix.
I think Netflix releases at midnight.
It's just released on Netflix, and everybody watches it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friday morning. Oh, I can watch it. I'm going to watch it before the show.
No, don't spoil it. Come on. I'm not going to get a chance to watch it.
No, you're not doing this to us. No.
Have you ever seen Happy Gilmore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Jennifer's lying. She's lying.
Absolutely.
She hasn't seen Happy Gilmore.
You haven't seen
Happy Gilmore? No. She's never seen Happy Gilmore. She's leading the Chargers.
You started it, so you didn't watch it?
No, I didn't finish it.
Wow.
Well, there's no way you cannot finish Happy Gilmore.
Can I just tell you, you have zero interest in Happy Gilmore 1 or 2. If you started watching Happy Gilmore and quit watching it. You know who's in that show? The girl from Modern Family.
Yep.
The Happy blonde. Place. The
Happy Place.
The blonde.
Julie Bowen, I think.
Julie Bowen.
The mom?
Well, yeah. Speaking of Happy Modern Family, Married with Children's doing a movie coming out later this year.
A movie?
Yes. I think.
They got everybody?
They got everybody.
Right. Is everybody still? Because I got to tell you.
And Katie Sagal and Christina Applegate, still nice.
And Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, Katie Sagal.
Katie Sagal looks rough.
Only the son
Gemma?
Didn't do
Katie
anything.
Katie Sagal looks rough.
In what, Sons of Anarchy?
Well, yeah.
She's supposed to. She's a biker.
She's a biker.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
It's makeup, Leroy.
She runs a biker ring.
Okay.
Yeah, only the son really didn't do anything. That's it. Everybody
David
else?
David Faustino, yeah.
Yeah,
he was just marrying Playboy girls. That's all.
Some people peak, you know? Nothing wrong with that. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Happy Gilmore. Yeah, I got the Goosies. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, I got the Goosies.
Goosies.
Even with Jennifer's lion.
Yeah.
Goosies.
Don't spoil it. Spoil what?
You're not going to spoil it, though.
Well, clearly
Jennifer doesn't have
Goosies.
Honestly, I'm going to watch.
Do you have Goosies?
I'm watching it tomorrow morning.
No, I'm going to watch.
Do you have Goosies?
You're not talking about it on the show.
J-Fig, do you have Goosies to watch
Don't spoil the show. I'm going to watch it tomorrow night after Tommy has jiu-jitsu. Don't do that. Don't be a rat bastard.
Don't do that.
Really?
Don't be a rat bastard.
I'm watching.
Don't spoil it.
You can watch it. Just don't say anything.
I'm going to get up at 7 in the morning.
That's crazy, Leroy. You're
going to watch it on your phone at PT?
Do other things.
Huh?
You're going to watch it on your phone at PT?
Yeah.
You should watch Happy Gilmore on your phone.
Why not?
It's a theatric experience, but on your couch.
Wait. Vlad, this will be the first time you ever hear this. And I'm going to repeat these words, and you'll never hear them again.
Clip it.
You can't watch Happy Gilmore on your phone. It's a theatrical experience. No. No, it's not.
Come on.
Happy Gilmore movie?
It deserves more than your phone.
Wait. All I keep thinking about is like Crooked Eye.
Time out. If it's released on Netflix.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's a theatrical release. That means you could watch it anywhere with
It deserves at least a television.
It deserves a bigger screen.
It just deserves
That's
a screen
you
and
about
clarity.
Sports, though.
That's all it deserves.
I say that to you about sports.
That is true.
I can't watch
it. You know what? This is a sport, so watch it on a television.
It is golf.
No, but sometimes.
It's your favorite, too.
No, but my counter to you is sometimes you want to watch two things at once. I'm like, well, put one on your phone. You're like, I can't. I just want to flip back and forth.
Yeah.
So I'm only doing that in a multi-screen experience. If I have a television option, I'll watch it. I'm talking about when you got to watch Browns Dolphins at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to do it. I'd rather flip back and forth.
No, I do. I put one on my phone with my earbud in.
Yeah, but you're listening to the game.
Yeah.
Like it's the 40s.
But I'm watching one.
And Deshaun Watson drops back in. He finds Amari Cooper. Who do you guys have now? Who is your receivers anymore? Who do you have?
Is Jerry Judy.
And he's got Jerry Judy.
And Schwartz. Mm. Black guy named Schwartz. That beat the odds. Serious.
Wait.
Come on. Like, why are we acting like I'm saying something crazy?
Number four, Jennifer.
Sandy Alcantara had a great start versus the Padres yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, really good.
Very I got
good.
Goosey's galore.
Yep.
I really hope it wasn't his last start
Goosey's
at home.
Goosey's galore.
Hey, told you. As soon as them pitchers started getting some movement, unhittable.
You know Peter Bendix was sitting there going like,
prospects. So were the Yankees.
I don't think they should trade him this year. Just trade him next year. See, if I was the Marlins, this is what I would do. If you're going to trade somebody, trade Edward Cabrera, because I don't know if I still believe it. I know he's done it all year. I still don't know if I believe it. Sandy. Sandy, I feel like if you go with Sandy, like, let Sandy get right? Maybe you make a wild card run. And then, like, you trade him for oodles in the offseason.
Here's what I would say. How long before the trade deadline?
I think it's the end of July, end of August now. Does it go till?
Here's what I would say. If he has two or three more starts and they get to 500, I'm keeping him. If it goes the other way.
July 31st.
If it goes the other way. So they got another week. They can't get to 500.
They could be on their way. Were they only 500? Yeah. Rattle off a streak.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not that far.
Huh?
It's not that far away.
All right.
Make a little run here, baby. Yeah. You got the Goosies?
Yes. I do. I just.
Goosies.
I don't want to get rid of Sandy. I think there's a lot of people in South Florida that associate the team with Sandy and, you know, just when he was at his peak, how awesome it was to watch the Marlins, and I don't want to.
Why don't they get us a corner infielder? Why don't we buy? Let's make some moves, baby.
Hold on.
Let's go.
Now you're being greedy.
Yeah. Why?
I'm just asking them to keep the players they got.
Just completely. Hey, Shermanator, let's make a move, baby.
Mm-mm.
You might have
There's
something
no moves here. Out there.
You don't know
There's
that.
No, there, but like, no, there's no real moves that you can make, because any moves that they make are going to be like bargain deals. Because that's what they do. I get it. I don't expect them to trade for a guy that makes big money. I don't want that.
Jennifer? Goosies? No Goosies?
Goosies. Were you able to hit your parlay?
Goosies.
No, I had Ramirez home run. Mm. Some people, though, did say they went with Sanchez. I got people told me they won $800 yesterday when we were talking about it. Sandy hit his strikeouts by like two innings. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was the easiest three and a half. That was the easiest three and a half.
It was easy. Him, Stowers, they both hit. Some people bet Sanchez instead of Ramirez, probably the smart way to go. And I think Ramirez had longer odds, so made some. I had another person who took Ramirez hit, Stowers hit, and Sandy. They won some money too. Me, I'm just on a losing streak. I'm on a losing streak of almosts. Nobody hits two out of three like old Tobes.
Almost is never enough.
Vlad, you got the Goosies?
Absolutely, because I need him to come to New York.
Goosies.
I don't like that. I need really? You guys, are you taking enough former Marlins?
Why
This used to be a joke back in the day when I was a child.
You were the farm system.
Now it's really happening.
You were, you're our farm system.
I don't like this.
You're like the Miami Clippers.
So you're gonna trade for him and then bring him back August 1st for a little tip of the cap?
You know what? Even better. The trade deadline is July 31st, correct?
Yep.
And we're coming August 1st. So why don't you? He's right there, and then he could pitch against you guys.
I don't like this.
You know what? I love it. They convenience. He's already home.
Didn't he buy Pudge's mansion?
Another former Yankee. It's all good.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.